Jason today, Drew and Casey too on 98.9 KISS FM. And in studio with us this afternoon, one of our favorite guests ever, Sunita Sitara.
Sunita!
Thank you.
Welcome back. Happy 2010.
Oh, the same to you. Happy New Year to both of you.
Did you have a good holiday?
I did. I was telling Drew I went grocery shopping and stayed home.
At least you got the grocery shopping part done.
That's right.
A lot of people didn't get a chance to do that.
I know. I had potato soup to eat.
Oh, that sounds good.
Well, it was awesome.
That's perfect for a cold day.
Yes. And I make the best potato soup on the planet.
You'll have to... Let us see that sometime. Yeah. Let us try it.
I'll make some. Bring it over.
Please do. We both love it. Free food anytime.
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay.
Now, Sunita is our numerologist, and we have her in at least once a month to kind of see what the numbers are telling you for your future. And since it is
the start of a new year, right.
We thought it would be a good way to get some callers on the line and see what the new year is going to bring. Now, do you want to do ours first?
Yes. And, you know, we did Drew's last year, and he was in a 9-year. Mm-hmm. And I told him to get rid of all of his bad habits.
Yep.
And the good boy listened to me.
I know, he did.
I did. I got one. Well, I can't say all of them, but most of them. You got to keep one or two in your back pocket.
All right, I guess so. I'll let you. But he quit smoking.
Yep.
I know.
And it stuck because it was in a 9-year. He took naps.
Yep. I did. I did take naps once in a while. I did a heck of a lot of nothing because that's what you told me to do.
I did. And then this year, you're going in a 1-year. And it's new beginnings. It's the first year of your 9-year cycle. The keywords here are independence, innovation, new ideas, new ventures will come to the surface. This is your planting year. So plant the things you want to harvest in 8 years' time.
Okay.
So like that's very important.
Like a money tree?
Yes.
Because I want to be rich.
Yes.
Okay.
Plant it. Plant
okay,
it.
Done.
And you need to hold a plan in your mind and whatever you wish to accomplish in the next 9 years, that's what he needs to do. He's in a perfect place.
No pressure, Drew.
Yeah, so this is my planning state. It's like I'm starting college all over again.
Yes.
What do I want to be when I grow up?
You are never going to grow up.
I know. I know. It's great, isn't it? Not with this job.
I know. That's it. And then Miss Casey is going to go into a 7-year.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be introspective to this year. Spirituality will be very important.
Oh, good.
Yes. A good time to study other religions or trains of thought. Things will come very easily to you this year because you're going to be like a sponge.
Oh.
So you're going to just really absorb everything. You do need to spend time alone this year, getting to know yourself better.
Mm.
And you'll have time for analysis, thinking, and reflection. And you could be moody this year.
Oh.
She might be.
I like how Sunita looks at me when she's telling us that.
Just a heads up.
All right.
But your intuition, you need to listen to that. It'll be very, very heightened.
It has been heightened lately.
Has it
really?
Yes,
and we're going to have to talk off the air because I have really good intuition anyway because we've run my name before. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to, I mean, it's just going to go to the next level.
Uh-oh. Well, good. Maybe I can make some money.
Yeah.
Doing intuition, you know?
Okay, there you go. Let's look at some stocks we want to buy.
So she's going to be moody and able to read my mind.
That's
this is going to be a great year.
You are in so much trouble, Drew.
Well, let's get to Tabitha. She's our first caller today. Hi, Tabitha. Tabitha, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Say hello to Sunita.
Hi, Sunita.
Hi, Tabitha. I'm so glad you called. Now, you were born on the 10th of July?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So this is wonderful because you are going to go into a 2-year, and that is going to be the energy of togetherness. Now, are you married by any chance or dating somebody?
Yeah, well, I'm dating somebody.
Okay, this is going to be a good year. This is going to be harmony, and you'll be working together. The seeds that you're going to start to germinate. You know, it'll be a great year for relation to nurture whatever you started last year. And your intuition, just like Casey's, and it's just a great year for relationships. So your relationship will get built upon whatever you started.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds good. I hope you're with the one that you want.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm not so sure he's so sure about it, but...
Really? Well, if you don't like him, then dump him and find somebody else.
There you go.
I was going to say, it's a good year.
You just started. I mean, you've got almost 12 full months.
I'll be sure to do that. He's great. He's just not so sure.
Well, this is really a great year for relationships.
Yeah.
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 Thank you, Tabitha.
Is anybody really for sure? I mean, no. Hey.
460-9899-star-989 on your AT&T wireless. If you want to talk to Sunita, we'll take more of your calls next. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM. From the 80s, 90s, and today. We've got our numerologist in studio with us today, Sunita Sitara. And something we do want to mention, because obviously we can't get to everybody's phone calls this afternoon,
right.
But you do have a website.
Yes, I do.
SunitaSitara.com.
Right, yes.
We have a link on
we
our
do.
Website.
Yeah, it's in our blog section. You can go to 989kissfm.com, Drew and Casey's blog section.
Okay.
It's right there.
So if you mention that you heard Sunita on the show, you will give a free reading, numerology reading?
Yeah, the thing is that when people go to the website, they see that there are charges and then they have a, you know, they're very reluctant to send me an email. But if they say that they just want to know what this year is going to be, so what I do on the air, I'll be happy to do that for them free of charge.
Okay, aww. So just mention you heard it on
yeah,
our show.
Yeah, just heard that they listened to your guys' show.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
like
got
that.
It.
Yeah.
The inside track.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to the phones, and Liz is our next person on the line. Hello, Liz.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Kitty, and I've been trying forever.
Oh, good. I'm glad you finally got in.
Yes.
Well, thanks for calling. So, Liz, yours is 1029?
Yes.
Okay. So, this is wonderful. You are going to be in a 6 year, and this is a year for responsibility. Your home and family will be very important to you. You will have some adjustments to make because of responsibilities coming up. You may end up having to take care of aging parents or grown children, may move back home. That happened to me in my 6 year.
Really?
It really did.
That's very odd you say that, because that's about to happen.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Really?
I know. Yeah, that happens. I mean, the minute I went into my 6 year, my eldest son moved back home.
Really?
Uh-huh. Many responsibilities are going to be in your life, but this is a good year for a relationship. Are you dating anybody?
Not for 3 years. The last one was the bad one.
Oh, this might be a good one then. He may come in, and if you're already in a relationship, you might want to pay close attention to your loved one. But if a guy comes in, he might be a good one.
In case you send somebody my way.
You know, I just got done with my 6 year, and it was really great for me.
So yes.
Really?
Yes, I have very good positive thoughts for
yes.
you.
Yes, yeah, good. 6 year. I mean, you know, the responsibilities are going to be there, but, you know, to be honest with you, that was the best thing that could have happened, my son moving back home, because I developed such a great relationship with him.
Well, that sounds good, because I've got a great relationship with my mother.
Well, it'll just get better.
Good, good, good. Well, thank you for holding, and thank you for calling. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks. Lucy's going to be next on the line. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Hello. Now, your birthday is April 21st?
Yes.
Okay, so you are going to go in a 1 year. This is so wonderful. Last year, were you tired?
Yes.
I know.
Where's he out that year nine?
All the time.
I know. See, but this year you're going to have so much energy. And I really want you to think about what it is you want to start. This is the first of your 9 year cycle. Independence, innovation, new ideas, new ventures will come to the surface. And this is your planting year. Figure out what you want to do. Hold a plan in your mind and accomplish it. And you know, good luck to you. This is just the best thing that could have happened.
Okay, good. That's some good news.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That's
yeah.
good to hear.
If there's anything you wanted to do, this is the year to try it, right?
That's,
this is the year to
right.
get it started.
Yeah. And I hope
I'm all for it.
I hope you cleaned out your closets last year.
No.
Uh-oh.
Too tired.
Too tired.
You better get busy this weekend.
I'm hoping to have the energy to do it this year.
Okay, get started.
Now is the time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lucy.
I've got to start on the garage.
Okay.
Thank you. She's making me tired.
Yeah.
460-9899-star-989 on your AT&T wireless. We have a couple more minutes that we can talk to Sunita, so give us a call. It's Drew and Casey on KISS FM.
Time.
FM, Drew and Casey, too, playing the most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today. And we're taking your calls this afternoon for our numerologist, Sunita, who is in studio with us today. We have time for a couple more calls, and you only give out good news is one of the reasons why we love you.
I love to give out good news.
Yeah, you're not going to say, oh, this year is going to be horrible for you. No. You might as well just curl up in a ball.
Well, you know, there's no such thing, though.
Yeah.
Really. Because, I mean, you can take it and go, you know, you can be an optimist or you can just be a pessimist. So you have the energy of both there present.
Sure.
It's up to you to vibrate
right.
to the positive.
Yeah. If you want to make it a good year, then
yeah.
make it a good year.
It will be a good year.
People with bad thoughts and negative energy, I mean, what else is going to happen but negative yeah. things, right?
You just need to stay away from them.
Definitely.
That's true.
Yes.
That's why I'm in this studio.
There you go.
Casey and I, nothing but positive thoughts.
I know. Edwin, hello.
Hi.
Your birthday is what, January 13th?
Right.
You know what, Edwin? My birthday is January 12th.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Hey, mine's the 15th.
Whoa,
happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yay,
let's all have a big party.
Oh, I am actually having a tea party for myself. So anyway, Edwin. You, my dear friend, are going to go into an 8 year. And I love 8 years because they are your power year. I'm so glad you called. This is the time to harvest whatever you planted in your 1 year. You'll have to just go back 8 years and figure out what you were doing. Your finances are going to be strong this year. You can make great strides forward in your career as well as other aspects of your life. Keywords are prosperity and expansion, and business activity is going to increase. So what do you do for a living? Tell me.
Well, I just actually started an insurance business, so... about 2-3 months ago.
Awesome.
And looking to really build on that. So
you will.
That's real good to hear, you know?
Yes, you're gonna go gangbusters. And this is just great because you're a Capricorn, just like Drew and me. You never give up. That's what's great about you.
That's right. I'll keep going.
You keep going. You are the man.
That's awesome. Well, that's great news. Yeah, good luck with the new job.
Thanks,
and the new
guys.
Business.
Thank you for
Thanks
calling
for listening
okay.
today.
Wow. So the people like me and you're one,
yes.
I've got to wait 8 years for that to happen.
Well, but you know, you're going to be building on it though, Drew.
True.
I mean, next year you'll just kind of build a little bit more. 3 year will be just a party year, you know.
Oh, really?
4 year is an organization year. 5 year is, you know, you'll travel a lot. 6 year is responsibility. 7 year, you have to be moody like Casey.
Cranky.
And then
and
she has to be cranky, you know.
And then 8 year, it all comes together.
It all comes together.
I love it.
I know.
Just in case you didn't get your call through, SunitaSitara.com is her website. And
yeah.
if you mention that you heard it on our show, she'll do a little freebie reading for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, definitely. Please send me an email.
Thank you for coming in today.
Oh, thank
nice
you.
To see you.
It was so great to see you both.
And we'll see you next month.
Yeah. We'll do something for lovers
we
or something
will.
Like that.
For Valentine's Day.
Yay.
All right. This
yeah.
is going to be a great year. I can feel it.
I know.
I love her.
It's Drew and Casey on Kiss FM.
First traffic on 98.9 Kiss FM.
No accidents being reported on the interstates or city streets at this time. Buckle up and be safe. That's First Traffic, and I'm Carissa Kiwi.
Coming up on Drew and Casey 2 on 98.9 KISS FM.
A lot of big news breaking in Hollywood today. We'll get you updated with your Showbiz Minute. Plus, we've got a trip around the water cooler, all kinds of good funny stuff to play, and so much more. Don't go anywhere. It's Drew and Casey on KISS FM.
If it doesn't make you better, healthier, happier, or more interesting, you'll never